It's a new season.
Thank you for joining us for the Change Lives, Changing Lives radio broadcast, a ministry of New Day Christian Church. And remember, if you are ever in our area, please stop by. We'll make you feel right at home. Now, let's join Pastor George Logan for today's message.
I hope everyone has had a wonderful Thanksgiving. You know, that Thanksgiving dinner, it just kind of, we all just want to slump just a little bit longer, don't we? I'm going to tell y'all something. Last night, well, I was in my bed. I started flushing my system out, you know, because I'd eaten a lot and you know, just getting a lot of water in me and drinking. And then my wife, let me tell you what she did. My wife gets in the bed with some chips. And she brought the chips into the bed at 10 o'clock at night and started eating them. And she expected me not to eat them. And so here I am. I'm eating chips at 6, 10, 15. And I blame her for it. Anyway, everyone have a good Thanksgiving. Yes. Were you thankful?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot to be thankful for. Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to continue in the area of our greatest weapon is love. And how many of you realize the scriptures that said that we started the series with, it says the love of many will grow or wax cold. It'll continue to grow colder. How many of you have felt that coldness like a breeze coming in? Just, you can kind of feel it. I was at the table yesterday. Again, it seemed like everything was oriented around food. So we were at the table yesterday morning, and I kept feeling this breeze on the back of my foot. I was like, "What is that?" But I didn't see that the door was cracked to our breakfast room, and so the door was open, and so I could feel a breeze hitting the back of my ankle, and it was uncomfortable, you know. It was, even though I like it cold, but that little breeze on the back of my leg just felt uncomfortable. And I said, where's that breeze coming through? Well, I think that's like today. We feel that breeze. It's like, and it's uncomfortable when we see people that are just, there's not a friendliness, in the media now. It's just like for a while now, just been uncivil. And we've felt that incivility. We've felt that just people are just always at one another all the time. And so there has to be a bright light in the world, and we are that bright light. We should be that bright light. And so today I want to talk, and maybe this will be the last one, as it pertains to this particular subject matter of our greatest weapon of love. But today I want to talk about love, the love or the cover of love. Now, let me ask a question. What's one thing that every one of us, maybe we don't think about it, one thing that we do or have, that we have every day. Like, it is something that all of us have every day. There's something that we all maybe unconsciously we have every day. Right now, every one of you all have it. What is that? A choice. Yes, that's good. That's a little deep thinking there. I wasn't thinking about choice, but, you know, hey. Whatever, you know, choice. Okay, we do have choice. family, okay, we all have family. Air, we have air. Time, we have time. Y'all not going to get that. What's something that we do and we often do for others? Something that we experience. Matter of fact, we don't want to go without it. Every single day, a vegetable. What?
Affection.
Yeah, do we always get that every day though? No, not every day. What's something that we always, 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 always at some level we receive every day or we get every day? Food, yes. But sometimes people might be fasting, so. What? Conversation? Well, you might be by yourself, you know, that day. I mean, yeah, you may not always have conversation. What?
Love of God.
Yeah, you are not. That is true, but I'm not going there, okay? You all have it right now. Every one of you have it. At some level, you have it. Who said that? What did you say? Clothes. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Clothes. We all have on clothes. Why are we wearing clothes today? Why? Why are you wearing clothes? Why do you wear clothes every day? To cover, right? Who said that? To cover, right? We cover ourselves, at least we ought to, right? We have a real issue with people who don't cover everything every day, right? We cover every day. We wake up and we cover ourselves. Why? Amen. Amen. Protection is one of them. Protection. What else? That we don't get arrested. That's another form of protection. Exactly. What else? What? Why are some of you all a little more, like I got on a sweater today. Why? To protect myself from the what? The elements, the cold, right? How many of you wore a coat today? Yeah, why? Why are you wearing a coat? Why didn't you wear a coat in July? Because it wasn't a need for it. So it protected us. It covered us, right? So we do this every single day. How many of you sleep with covers? Right? How many of you sleep with covers? Every day, right? You may take a few off during the wintertime. You may take some, you know. My wife just added our big heavy blanket on our bed. Not the blanket, but what do you call them? Comforter. You know, and she changed it from what we were using, a month ago. And definitely, we covered ourselves. We always sleep with cover. We never not sleep with covers. Some form of cover, sheets or whatever, we're covering ourselves because we desire that comfort. We desire to keep ourselves from the elements, right? Cover does a lot of things. Cover provides comfort for us, doesn't it? Cover provides peace for us, doesn't it? Yeah, it provides peace. I sleep more peaceably when I have covers on, right? Right? Yeah, we all sleep better when we have cover. And so I want to talk to us specifically about how covering should be a part of what we do in love. That we ought to cover one another. The same way we're covered by elements. How many of you have ever gone up under a tree at a big picnic in July? Or brought out a tent? Huh? Why? Why do we bring out a tent? Why not just get more vitamin D? Because of cover, right? We desire cover. We desire cover. How many of you have a sunroof that you hardly ever use? Yeah. I mean, there was a day that, man, it was big time to have a sunroof. But now we hardly ever use it. Matter of fact, we take that little cover and we pull it, and we hardly ever pull it back. Except, like, we pull ours out now because it's just good to get a little extra heat. But cover is a very basic part of our lives. Every day. And the Bible tells us that we are to be that to others, is cover. Cover them. Another thing that cover does, and someone kind of mentioned it when we put clothes on, cover keeps us from being in shame, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, it keeps us from having shame. And so it's important for us to grab hold of this, the cover of love. The only way we can stay in relationship is that we learn how to cover one another, all right? And that's not something that goes on readily in our world today. We are more apt to expose. We live in a culture of exposure. Let's expose people. Let's put them out there. Let's make them look bad for our own gain. But that's not the nature of our God. So let's start out with this. Look at Genesis chapter 3 and verse 20. You all, most of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this. It says, Genesis 3 and 20 says, "Then the man Adam named his wife Eve, because she would be the mother of all who live. And the Lord God made clothing from animal skins for Adam and Eve." Prior to that, because there was no such thing as shame, they were walking around and they didn't have any sense of shame. They just walked in a state of innocence. But as soon as their guilt came out, they began to need to cover one another. And Jesus, or God, that is, he cut up animals. First animals, I suppose, that ever were killed because they were vegetarians at that time. They didn't eat meat. So the first animals here we find were the ones that were used to cover Adam and Eve. How come? Because that's a basic nature of God, is to cover. And so Adam and Eve were covered because all of a sudden they felt shame. They felt indecency. They felt like something is a little off. I need to feel comfortable again, even though I'm aware that I have done something. Genesis chapter 9, let's look at this. Genesis chapter 9, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 20. So we know the story of Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now here's a story that I think illustrates covering again. And it says, after the flood, verse 20, Noah began to cultivate the ground, and he planted a vineyard. One day he drank some wine he had made, and he became drunk and lay naked inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw that his father was naked and went outside and told his brothers. He didn't cover his father, right? He actually exposed him further. He went out and told them. Why didn't Ham just say, you know what, this is not decent of my dad. I don't want to see him here. I need to figure out some way. I don't even want to look at him. I need to do the same thing. And then the brothers would have never known. It would have just been taken care of. What is the purpose of telling someone else's business if you're not trying to help them with the business that you just told about? Does that make sense? Why do we need to tell other people about someone else's business if we're not trying to help them to repair whatever is broken? The way we uncover people many times is with this right here. It's with our words. It's with our tongue. We expose them. We tell more than we ought. And so if we're going to walk in love, and one scripture we'll see a little later, if we're going to walk in deep love, then we've got to learn how to cover people. Got to learn how to cover them. And so here we find that the Shem, Ham, and Japheth, or the brothers, other brothers, verse 23 says, "Then Shem and Japheth took a robe," once they heard this information, "they took a robe, held it over their shoulders, and backed into the tent to cover their father. As they did this, they looked the other way so that they would not see him naked." Now why? What is that in their culture that would have had them at that time not expose their father anymore? To know, just something about them to know, there wasn't no law then. This is Noah's kids. This is before there was a law or anything. Yet they knew that there was something just not right about exposing folk. They didn't have a law, they didn't have a letter, nothing told them to, but yet they still backed up, did not look at, did not expose, and left, dropped the blanket, and then walked out just like they came in. Without there being anything written. And so God is always, 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 always trying to remove guilt and shame out of our lives to cover us. This is nature, and it's a nature that's part of us as well. Sports teams know it. Many of them know it. Some of them, you can't get them to talk about their players. You can't get them to expose. You can't get them to talk about another teammate. Can't get them to expose one another. But unfortunately, many times, even within church, we're too ready to expose. Too ready to let the cat out the bag. Too ready to call someone out. So if we're going to walk in deep love, we have to desire to cover one another. Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12. I'm going to read it out of ESV, the English Standard Version first, and then NLT. I think it reads better out of English Standard Version. It says, "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses." Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers. Love covers. Those of us that are married in this room and have been married for some time, how often are you covered by your spouse? Regularly, daily, routinely, all the time? How many of y'all, if we had a telling story, like we just said, okay, we're going to start with Leon over here. Leon, we want to come up and tell everything you know about your wife. And Leon would get up, and he'd say, "Well, you know this about her, and this about her, and I bet you didn't know this about her, and I bet you didn't know this about her, and I bet you didn't know all of these things about her." In our hearts, would that have been right? Even though it'd have been juicy, wouldn't it? It would've been juicy, like, "Yeah, I'm glad I heard that, man. That was good." But it wouldn't have been right. It would have messed up something, and it sure enough would have messed up something with Leon. See, man, I share a lot up here, and you guys will laugh at some of my stories about Kim and I, but I ain't telling you everything. I'm not telling all that there's out there about her or me that she could tell. She is the closest. I am most vulnerable to her. And yet she holds me up. She covers me. Like that blanket on our bed, it covers me all the time. Like the clothes I got on my body, she covers me. All the time. All the time. And that has allowed us to stay in relationship. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. Proverbs 10:12 out of NLT, it says, "Hatred stirs up quarrels, but love makes up for all offenses." Love makes up for all. See, we have a choice. Who said that choice? Well, we have every day. We'll use it since you said it. But we have a choice to either walk in offense or not, to cover people, because here's what I found out. Listen to this, and y'all might find this very, very elementary. But I found out that humans are humans. That's what I found out. All of these years, 59 years, I have found out one thing. Humans are human. That's just like saying dogs are dogs. Person goes into a fence and a dog is sitting there, you know, cool, looking as human as we try to make them look sometime, treating them as human as we try to make them be sometime. But I'm telling you, I don't care how much carrots and vegetables you put in a dog's diet, they still a dog. We can make them out to be something other than that, but they're still, so they go in there, and you know, I just fed them the best of premier salmon. I put salmon and carrots and peas, I cooked it up just like what else goes in there? Is she not here today? Yeah, Lynetta not here. Oh, she's okay. Anyway, so she knows what I'm talking about. You know, feed them all these. It wasn't like the days when we treated them like dogs. You know, back in our day, first of all, they never came in the house. Never. Nowhere near the house. No. And what was their dinner? Whatever we didn't eat. Hey, and they were happy about it. Oh, send me them chitlins out here. Yes. No, but now they're treated different. I don't need to go off on this. But anyway, if that you go in there and that dog bites you, don't get mad at the dog. Don't be offended at the dog. The dog will tell you, hey, no matter how you feed me, I am still a what? I'm still a dog. What am I saying? Humans have the capacity always to hurt one another. Always. All of us, all that needs to be saved in us is not saved yet. This mind still hasn't been saved yet. Our capacity to bite one another is still there. That's why we have to cover one another and not be so easily offended about everything, because here's the deal. Today, at some point in your life, you're going to be offended. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to bite and devour, or are you going to cover? Are you going to afford people? Are we going to afford people the same thing we afford ourselves every day when we put our clothes on, when we get into bed and put the blankets up on top of us, when we go and put shoes on our feet? We cover ourselves every day. We give ourselves the opportunity to be covered. Why not do that for others? Why not? Love covers a multitude of sins. Let's stop being offended. Let's stop being so easily hurt by others. Let's realize that the potential is out there every day. Someone might say something that I might not like. Yeah, it's going to happen. So why not I just cover it? Just pull a blanket that's up. Just pull up. You know, we stage our comfort. Like in our living room right now, we have 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 blankets in our living room. All for sitting there and pulling up the covers on us when we're out there. Even if we don't need them, it's just something about pulling those covers up, isn't it? I mean, it's just something comfortable about covering. Well, why not we do that every day? Why not we carry a blanket with us every day? Why wouldn't it be like, who is it, Snoopy? Charlie, Lioness. Well, he carries his cover with him. All right, let's look at some other things here. So I want you to all think about this in light of maybe some things that might be going on in your life right now that you are choosing to keep someone bare. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 says, most important of all, continue to show deep. Everybody say deep. Deep. Show deep love. So there must be, if there's deep love, there must be shallow love. Right? Deep love. Deep love means I don't feel like it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Deep love means it's another level of affection. So it says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. For love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude. Love covers a multitude. How many of your blanket fits you? It's like it's big enough. Yeah? I mean, like I don't like the little small ones, because I want it to cover all of me, right? Now, it can be, you know, the ones that are in the showroom that look pretty. That's all right. But the ones I have that they get bring real comfort, Greg, I want it to cover all of me, right? So it says deep love for each other covers a multitude of sins, of wrongdoings, of missing the mark. So we need to consider that always, 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 always. I want to stay in relationship. I want to stay in relationship. Therefore, I must cover. Now, it doesn't say dismiss, because sometimes we think that means we're just don't call people higher. No, we call people higher even when we still cover them. It's beautiful when someone has called you up higher, has spoken to you, has rebuked us in some kind of way, and yet we still choose to cover them after having rebuked them. I need a good rebuke every now and then. But I also need to cover after, because I don't want to walk around in shame. I don't want to walk around in guilt. And we don't have to, not because of being covered necessarily, but because of what Jesus has done for us. Anyone with me? Cover people. Cover them. This just seems like a good time to insert a golf story. It just seems like that. I told Gabriel the other day, I said, man, I can't, now that I've been playing the golf for a little while, it's hard for me to believe that my golf buddies stayed with me that long. I'm serious. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that they were able to stay with me through all of the, I didn't realize how bad I really was until I started getting a little better. And I said, what in the world? I wouldn't have stayed with me. You know, I wouldn't have stayed, you know, game after game after game, chasing balls in the woods and, you know, go ahead and pick it up and put it on this side. That's what they did. There's a pick. That's okay. Just pick it up and pull it over on this side. Ha, they covered me. They covered me for 3, 4, 5 years. They've been covering me. But I've been realizing the blanket's starting to pull back a little bit. Because I'm starting to nip them a little bit on the back. Not get them yet, but I'm getting close. But I so appreciate them covering me, allowing for my inabilities. They stayed the course so that I could get better. Here they said, "Now, are we not playing today?" What they really said is, "We're not playing with you today." But they didn't. They keep calling. They kept. It's their fault. They kept calling me Monday after Monday. "You want to go play? I got a tea time. You want to go play? You want to go play?" What were they doing? They were saying, "We don't care if you're terrible. We don't care if you can't hit the ball straight. We don't care about any of those things. We're just going to be out there with you, and we're going to cover you." It allowed for me to get better. Hear me. When we take it like that, when we know the motivation is that they knew I was motivated to get better. They knew. Now, there's a challenge where people don't get better. Now, that's you know, sometimes you know, I don't know what you do with them. But they knew that he's trying to, what's the word here in the South? Bless his heart. Bless him. Yeah, they knew I wanted to get better, so they covered me round after round after round after round. I need people like that in my life. We all need those kind of people in our life. They say, I'm going to stay with you. I'm going to let you get better. You're gonna continue to get better because I'm going to keep on covering you. That's called deep love. The kind of love that helps you, that allows for mistakes. Not so quick to cut folk off and, you know, "I'll never talk to you again." No, that's not love. Just allow for people to grow. Listen to this. Look at 1 Peter. Look at Colossians chapter 12. Colossians 3 and verse 12, excuse me. Colossians 3 and verse 12. It says, "Since God chose you to be holy people, he loves." Listen, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves. Let's do that one more time. "Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves," covers, "you must clothe yourselves with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." How many of you know those are ingredients for keeping relationships going, right? Mercy, got to be merciful, right? Kind, got to be kind, right? Humility, got to show some humility. Gentleness and patience. That's all the things that have made him get, and I get to what, 30, 31, 30 something. Oh, she's into the somethings now. It's 30 something years now. But it has allowed us. We've had to do that. And you all have had to do that with people in your lives. And Lord knows we've had to do that with our kids, our children, haven't we? Right? We've had to be tenderhearted, merciful, kind, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then it says this, make allowances for each other's faults. Wow. Make allowances. In other words, it's telling us to give them a little leeway. Give them a little space. Give some more room for them. Make allowances. They're going somewhere. They really are. It may not look like it, but they're moving. They may be moving like a caterpillar, but they're moving. Make allowances. Let's not be so quick to just say, you know what, we don't want to do it. No, make allowances for one another's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Don't be so fast about it. It was me, and then you won't come up here and tell us how you were and all of that kind of stuff. We're not trying to hear it, okay? But how many of you just in this institution, this organization, this body, have been offended at some point? Yeah. Do you think it's strange? No. But they're Christian. They Christian folk. They call themselves Christian. They go to that church. They go to New Day. And yet, so what? The Bible tells us to be renewed by the, be transformed by the renewing of our mind. I don't know how many long you've had your mind with you, but it's been a long time. And in that long time, have you always gained the right kind of information? Is there no space for renewal in your mind, in your soul? Have you always been just the epitome of everything that is right? No. We all have frontiers to cover. Like long, long stretches of land that we have to conquer in our soul that still needs renewing. And though those around you also, all of us. So let's not be so short with others that are traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast and they're only halfway there. Let's learn how to be our own. Who are the people that traveled and explored the frontier? Livingston and Stanley? Lewis and Clark. Thank you. You got to help me. I just read a book by Lewis and Clark. I couldn't remember the name. It's called Canoeing the Mountain. And it's a book about canoeing. And what they're talking about is that Lewis and Clark thought that they would get so far and they'd just be able to keep on going down. What river is that? Mississippi?
Columbia?
What? The Missouri. So they thought that life was going to be just going down the Missouri. And it was just, but they learned some things along the way. And they had this team of people that were going with them, and they all had to become one. And they became one by covering one another's offenses. They learned how to live together. And then they got to the place where they began to say, well, there ain't no more river. We can't go nowhere any further. We got to start going up the mountain. And they learn how to go up the mountain. They learn how to grow together. They learn how to learn different things. They learned to cover one another so that we can get all of us to where we need to go. They lost some along the way. But listen to me. If we just simply choose to live a lifestyle where we're constantly covering every day. Throw that blanket on them. throw that cover on them. Do it. Just always. Always. I mean, I got to deal with Mr. Brown all the time. Yeah, got to do it all the time. He come in to work and, I'm just joking with you. I mess with him, but we cover one another. You all have been covering me for years. Like, we got 30 years of ministry coming up in April. I thank God for you all. Y'all have covered me. You covered me. Even when I didn't want to admit my faults, y'all still knew they were faults, even if I wasn't willing to say they were faults. You covered me. You stayed with me, even when things weren't quite, and still, when there's a little lacking of leadership in a particular area or organization or whatever it might be, you keep on covering me. Thank you. I'll tell one last story and we'll close. And so one time, and some of y'all heard this, so maybe a couple of years ago. And so we've been talking about finishing out this pavement here. And I just knew that God had sent us an angel. That's what I thought. So we were finishing up a group of people come by and they were finishing up. They said they were finishing up some pavement. And they came by, rolled up in this nice big old truck, looking good. I should have known something when he had a gold chain on his neck. And he was coming from somewhere else. Something should have said, Joyce. So I called my wife and said, babe, I think we got somebody going to do this rest of this pavement for you. And she was like, I don't know, George. I don't think so. Something don't sound right about this. I said, nah, baby, listen, we just paid off the building, we had some excess resources. I was like, no, I just believe this must be God. Came at the right time. So I think I called the board and said, I think we got us a deal here, man. I think the Lord done blessed us. And so I went ahead and did it. We cut them a check. They did about a quarter of the asphalt. And then I realized after the fact, I brought my he almost got in a fight with him because Shiloh came out of him. Anybody know about Shiloh in Asheville? Shiloh, it's a rough town. It's where he's from, rough part of town. He recognized him like, man, that's Vito. I know that dude. So he came out. I thought they were going to go to blows. He was like, no, well, let's just call the police. Then you call the police. I'm like, boy, I'm in another arena. I don't even know who I'm dealing with. Only gangsters, no gangsters, you know. But anyway, after the blunder, and it was a blunder. I admit it was a blunder. We got a little bit of patch of work done, but it wasn't. And then we paid more than we ought to have paid. But I went back to the board, and they said, hey, man, it's okay. They covered me. They didn't blast me. They don't put me on notice. They didn't say, you dodo. They didn't do none of that stuff. Maybe they wanted to, but they didn't. They took a blanket, and they came in, and they covered me, and they walked back out. Makes me cry. Makes me want to cry. Because when you got people around you that will cover you all the time, you can grow. Let me cover this last thing right here. I got three, four notes to you. I thought I was done, but, you know, I got a couple of takeaways, four takeaways. Number one, cover is a daily thing. Remember that. Covering people is a daily thing. Just like we put our clothes on today, you couldn't have got in here without some cover. Cover. Number two, cover allows relationships to continue to grow and become what they're supposed to be. cover. They allow for the grace necessary to become what we're supposed to be. Number three, cover is one of the greatest necessities of life. You can't live without it. You talk about living. If you live without cover, it's the most difficult. Just think about hot or cold without cover is a difficult thing. It's hard to live without cover. Last thing, if you've been covered, you ought to cover someone else. If you've been covered, you ought to cover someone else. How many of you have seen the movie? And I am done, for real. But if you've not seen the movie, and forgive me if I don't say this name correctly, it's a French name, a French title, La Miserable. Did I say that correctly? La Miserable. Les Miserables. What I say it the way I want to say it, you know. I want to add that last ble. Les Miserables, right? Les Miserables? Okay. Well, in that story, if you don't haven't had a chance to watch it, there's a guy that has been forgiven much in that story. And he chooses, as he goes down the line, to live a lifestyle of forgiveness, to just live a lifestyle of forgiveness. But there's one guy that just didn't take him up on it, just would not entreat the blanket, would not entreat his willingness to just cover. And when we don't do that, we just become more hardened and more hardened and more hardened. Receiving forgiveness allows us to be softened enough to be a blanket for someone else. Not run from it. Receive it. I'm so grateful when someone has forgiven me. It gives me the opportunity to be that gracious to others. No sweat. Just forget about it. It's okay. I'm all right. You're all right. And to live that every single day. Did you get something out of this? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time together this morning. We thank you so grateful that you are the greatest blanket, the greatest covering. You are the one that comforts us all the time with this constant state of forgiveness that you offer us. Thank you for it. Help us to do the same for others. Help us to be that to other people, to be that broad-reaching covering. So we thank you, Lord, for that. My heads are still bowed and eyes are still closed. If you're here this morning, you say, Pastor Logan, I'm not saved. I'm not born again. I've never asked Jesus to come into my life, but I want to do so today. I believe that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I believe that Jesus came to make me right with our Heavenly Father. And you desire to receive him as your own personal Lord and Savior today. We want to give you an opportunity to do so. So if that's you, or you've been watching us online today, you say, I desire to receive Jesus Christ in my life. Would you please raise your hand that I may see it, and I'd like to pray for you at this time. I see that hand. Is there anyone else or anyone watching us online that would do the same? All right. Well, if you raise your hand, or if you wanted to raise your hand, for whatever reason did not, I'm going to ask you to go one step further. We want to just pray with you this morning for you to receive Jesus into your life. There's a confession of faith that the Bible tells us to do, and so we want to lead you in that prayer. So if you don't mind, as a show of your willingness and your unashamedness to stand before God and confess.
You've been listening to the Change Lives, Changing Lives radio broadcast, a ministry of New Day Christian Church. Please visit us at our website at www.newdaycc.com. Again, that's www.newdaycc.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, please tell others. And if you ever get the opportunity, please come visit us at New Day Christian Church.